Chapter 97. The Cold Earth. I sent a message to Lucinda. Did she want me to stay away? After all, I had almost got her brother killed once and succeeded the second time. But she replied that I must come. There was much pomp, a Metropolitan Police Guard of honour, and a brass band. And I think George would have been quietly amused by all the fuss. The vicar had known the deceased man well, for George had been a regular churchgoer. He was clearly distressed, and gave a lovely eulogy. George would have been embarrassed by that. I sat at the back with Sidney Grice, but we were ushered to the front. His eye, normally so alert and taking in every detail, was fixed on that oak coffin in front of the altar. The last time I stood by a grave, I had begged George to marry me. It was an awful time, but I would have given anything to be able to live it again, to have him take off his glove and touch my cheek and tell me that he did not know. The mourners scattered until there were three of us. My guardian took the vicar away, and then there was just Lucinda and me. She came round that terrible hole in the earth and put out her hand. "I believe you loved George." Her voice was clear and steady. "And I know that he loved you. If I hate you, he will have died for nothing. I know we will never be friends, but I hope we have learned to forgive each other." I took the hand she proffered and held on to it, but I could not speak. And when I was alone, I took the wilted carnation and let it fall onto his name, cut in brass. "No shrine," I vowed. "My darling." My guardian came back for me. He took off his glove and wrapped his long, slender fingers around mine, and we watched the first clod crush my flower. "It is too hard." My voice flew, thin and unanswered, through the yew trees to the steeple pointing ever upwards, I had been told, to heaven. And Sidney Grice turned his face away, for fear that I would see something.